pour it into a
cup. Some would fix a cup and some would have a drinking cup, some wouldn't, and just whatever they had to give it to you in.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, did they, in the early times, did they have glasses? Did they drink out?
Well, they had glasses, but they'd awful particular them. They set for the table. They had a dipper in the water bucket, and everybody drank out of the same dipper.
Mm-hmm.
They wasn't so afraid of diseases back them days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've had Aunt said she's glad she was born back in there before there's germs, and let's see, what else did she call it? Anyway, germs is all I can think of right now.
Yeah.
And finally making light of these younger folks about being
yeah,
so
afraid of germs and all that. Well, if I asked you how much water did you drink, you'd say, I
drank a cup full or two cup
mm-hmm.
full or
mm-hmm.
something of the
mm-hmm.
kind. But I really don't drink enough.
Yeah, they say
that ain't
they
anybody.
Yeah, we don't enough. That's true. That's true. And you had some food and you, well, like you had cooked it at one meal and then you served it again at another meal, you'd say that food had been
warmed over.
And then
come in to a warmed over supper.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I don't know, you were saying that, I don't know if you ever did this with cornmeal. Did you ever use cornmeal where you just boil it and put milk or water in it? And
put some boil, that's called mush.
Uh-huh.
Fix some hot water, and when
mm-hmm.
it gets to boiling,
mm-hmm.
I shift a little meal in it and let it
mm-hmm.
boil and eat it with bread, with milk instead of bread and milk.
Mm-hmm.
That's milk and mush.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of the old people eat lots of milk and mush.
Mm-hmm. Now, another type of grain that people might use instead of corn or something, or might serve it, sometimes they serve it at breakfast, I think. Well, they say that's what they eat all the time in China. They raise it over near the Mississippi River, I think. They don't raise it around here, but it's a type of grain.
Well, I don't know nothing, but...
Well, I was thinking of rice. Did they ever raise
it? Oh, yeah, rice. They raised it in Arkansas down in the lowlands.
That's
what
I
thought. Plenty of rice.
Yeah.
Rice fields. I've seen the rice fields.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, no, you come in some... irrigate a rice field on this hillside, the bottom side would be washed away and the top
yeah.
side not even wet.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to have, that rice has to stand so many inches in
mm-hmm.
water
mm-hmm.
when it's
mm-hmm.
a-making. That's rice.
Now, what about,
I've seen it a-growing, I've seen them a-harvesting.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
What about, you were telling me you never had ever had a sip of beer, do you know what they would call homebrewed? What do they call homebrewed beer or liquor or something?
Well, it's some kind of outfit that they make at home most of the time, but I never did drink any and I never did see any and I don't know nothing about how you do it or anything.
Have you ever heard it called moonshine? Did they call it that already?
Well, all the moonshine I ever hear, though, is just pure old whiskey they made out
yeah.
in these hollers.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm.
But this old homebrew, I reckon just an old spicy, old sour outfit that they make in the house,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
in the kitchens, and in their homes.
Well, if you were to come into somebody's kitchen and it makes a good impression on your nose what's cooking, you'd say to somebody, "Oh, just
that smells good."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That really does smell good.
Mm-hmm. And if something was not imitation, and instead of saying it's real, you might say it's like old, talking about leather.